Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos have benched Russell Wilson, and we'll start Jarrett Stenham this Sunday against the Chargers. Want to give you my thoughts about the Broncos benching Russell Wilson. I wasn't expecting it. After reading a little bit about it, from a financial standpoint, it makes sense, but you don't bench your starting quarterback the final two games of the season when technically you're still in the playoff race. Yes, less than a 5% chance, unless you're probably looking to move on in the offseason. I have mixed feelings about it. I feel Russell Wilson had a bounce back year. He has, what, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks right now. His completion percentage is in the upper 60s. So he's had a bounce back year. He's the Russell Wilson we kind of expected when we traded for him. And Sean Payton, by benching him, the message I'm getting is basically, I don't think I can run the offense I want with this guy. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're just making sure that financially, they can look at everything, sit down with him in the offseason. They know realistically they don't really have a real shot of making the playoffs now this season. So let's see what Stenham has. But the way it reads is more Stenham might be our quarterback in 2024 and we might draft a quarterback. Like I said, I have mixed feelings about it. The Broncos have been so unstable at the quarterback position. That's why we traded for Russell Wilson. And he's one of the top-rated passers this season. To go ahead and shake that up again, historically, it just doesn't work for teams. It doesn't work for teams when you do that, especially when you were in the playoff race the year before. I mean, maybe I'm forgetting a couple, but I even look at the Cleveland Browns situation. They had to go get Joe Flacco and bring him in. And hindsight, they probably would have been better with Baker Mayfield, keeping him as their quarterback. But he was kind of the scapegoat. And it feels like Russell Wilson's a little bit of a scapegoat for Sean Payton right now, not getting this team to the playoffs. And I know part of it is Sean Payton likes the ball out fast, quick over the middle, likes the quick slant patterns. Russell Wilson holds the ball. I know it's a difference in philosophy, but Sean Payton's supposed to be an offensive guru that can adapt to anything. So I feel like this move as well is kind of a, you kind of got to look at Sean Payton a little bit and go, oh, so you're not as much of an offensive genius and flexible as you come off to be or as people see you. You kind of have to feel that way. And the reason I say that is outside of him getting Drew Brees and them making the run in New Orleans for that Super Bowl, and yes, they had some bad luck in the playoffs, what, 3 straight seasons? But outside of Russell Wilson, his quarterback decisions were beyond questionable. Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. None of the other decisions he made at quarterback worked out in New Orleans before he left. And then he left New Orleans because they were in salary cap hell and weren't probably going anywhere for a few years. And part of that was on him. He kind of got himself out from under that rug and now is in Denver. So you have to kind of worry about the decision from the standpoint of Sean Payton's track record outside of Drew Brees is not good when it comes to quarterbacks. It's not. So if he wants to bring his guy in, I think there has to be a heavy microscope on him to ensure that we're better next season, better the following season. Like, there was this talk that if this eventually happened, he could go to ownership and go talk with George Payton, the GM, and say, hey, this is my thought process, and we may take a step back. My opinion is, no, you make this decision, you better have a plan that we're going to still be better next year. Broncos country has waited long enough from the Super Bowl 50 hangover. We were in the playoff race this year, and if you're making this decision, it better be because you have a clear path, a clear understanding of how we're going to be better next year. So, and it's unfortunate for Russell Wilson. I was probably one of the most excited Bronco fans when we traded for him. I screamed so loud. I was at my house the day we traded for him and scared my wife and daughter because I was so excited. They thought something was wrong because I was screaming downstairs. And this year, like I said, the Russell Wilson's looked like the Russell Wilson we traded for this year, so that's the disappointing thing. But I don't know, just given the disaster of last season, it still kind of loomed large with a lot of people. There was a lot of Russell Wilson hate, and I think that's the reason why. Came in, got a contract signed before he ever snapped it down with the Broncos, then we had the disaster year last year. And while he's played well this year, he's had a couple questionable games this year as well. And I wonder if that's kind of what did him in. The Texans game, for example, when Payton tried to open it up a little more. Now, he's brought us back. We've had comebacks. We've had victories. There's been some exciting games. We got over the hump against the Chiefs, and that's what we brought Russell Wilson in. So, in for part of the reason we brought him in. So you kind of look at it and go, well, we hit some of those milestones that we brought Russell Wilson in for eventually. So it does make you kind of wonder about the future of the quarterback position in Denver with someone else. And those milestones, I think Broncos country, I think Broncos ownership, and whoever else is part of the decision huddle, so to speak, needs to look at that. Okay, we have beaten the Chiefs. We are back in the playoff race. That is the standard for next year. So whatever changes Sean Payton makes in terms of quarterback or whoever he starts next year, better, those two things better happen again next year. That's all I got to say. Those two things better happen next year. So just interesting, the timing of it. I get it from the financial standpoint. I feel bad for the team because you're not out of it until you're out of it. And since we still had technically a 5% chance of making the playoffs, you're kind of telling the team with this change, like, no, it says 5%, but we're out of it. And so I feel bad for the Broncos team with this change because it's basically saying, hey, we're starting the overhaul now. Things are going to look different next year. And, I mean, some things need to change. Obviously, some other things. Kareem Jackson ended up going to the Texans after we released him. That was fine. Like, some people were really upset about that, for example, and I just went, well, Kareem Jackson's kind of getting up there. We found P.J. Locke. Why would you continue to keep Kareem Jackson on the roster? Like, so I have those feelings, and maybe Jared Stenham's shown enough throughout the season, preparing, being ready, and everything like that, that Sean Payton goes, you know what, I got to see what you can do. You've put the work in all off season as the backup for Russell Wilson. Let's see what you can do. And Stenham looked good. His final preseason game before the regular season started, he looked pretty good. Obviously, that was against some backups. And his history in the NFL is kind of, I guess, would be mixed results. He had one stellar game with the Raiders. He had another game that was atrocious. So I guess we'll see what we get from Jared Stenham when he starts for us against the Chargers. And it'll be interesting. If he comes out and he gets certain players involved, like Judy, who we can't seem to get a breakout game out of, if he can get Judy on the same page with Judy and we get to a faster start these next two games and stuff like that, then maybe people will look at it differently and go, huh, okay, now we see what Sean Payton saw. These are the faster starts we should be off to. And it is true. I mean, if we can get off to faster starts and bigger leads, the defense should still have enough talent on that end of the ball to shut people down. Now, they've come down to earth a little bit in the last few weeks, but should still have plenty of talent to play with a lead and shut the other team down. So we'll see what happens in the offseason. Nothing's guaranteed until it happens, but this definitely seems to be trending towards possibly Stenham starting next season and drafting a quarterback to develop. It's just how it feels right now. Time will tell. But by the Broncos doing this, if you want to look at the financial standpoint, which, you know, I don't watch the NFL for the financial standpoint, but from the financial standpoint of the Broncos, it makes sense to ensure that if they decide to get out from under Russell Wilson's contract, they'll eat a big chunk in 2024, but then they're clean and clear moving forward. So makes sense from that financial standpoint. I will continue to have mixed feelings about it. We'll see what happens after these next two games. Maybe I won't have mixed feelings about it. You know, we lose both games, I'll be like, yeah, that looked like a stupid move. So time will tell. But in, like I said, a somewhat shocking move, the Broncos bench Russell Wilson, starting Jared Stenham against the Chargers, and looks like for the remainder of the season. And we will see. We will see what Jared Stenham's got to offer the Broncos, and let's see if some of these players and some of the slow starts that we've gotten off to, if Sean Payton truly believes he's the answer. Time will tell. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.